In 1914, at the beginning of World War I, Matisse's home in the Parisian suburb of Issy-les-Moulineaux was requisitioned by the French military. When he was permitted to return the next year, he came across a painting he had made as a student. It was a copy of a still life by the 17th-century Dutch painter Jan Davids de Heem. It inspired Matisse to make a new version, based on what he called the methods of modern construction. Influenced by the Cubists, Matisse laid out the painting as a tightly organized grid.
So we've got this gridded composition with strong horizontals and verticals and diagonals. And within these smaller spaces, we have these pockets of very Matissean invention. The lemons that we see on the left-hand side held up in a kind of hollowed way on that little platter. They're so beautiful, the way that Matisse pulls that yellow paint out like dollops almost.
And then as you go across to the pâté form, which is treated differently, and move right along that center, it's almost as if he's laid out across the table not only different fruits and things, but different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in this area I'm going to paint like this, in this area I'm going to paint like that. And it's
a buffet of techniques almost. There's such delight in all the different ways that he plays with paint again and uses his brushes and his tools for different effects.
One technique in particular is unusual. Painting conservator Michael Duffy.
In the area in the lower left corner, you can see Matisse used a very unique technique of depicting the strings in the lute. It appears as though he used a kind of straight edge or even a plumb line dipped in paint to make these very straight, rigid, parallel strings of paint. That's a kind of technique we haven't seen anywhere else in these paintings.